This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Basic utilities may be our most vulnerable infrastructure. Every time a bridge falls down, we think, darn, what about the infrastructure fix that were promised by the President and just about everyone else from top to bottom in government? Interestingly, though, I've come to believe that even though our bridges may be rickety from place to place, basic utilities may be our most vulnerable infrastructure. Sure, New Orleans streets are full of potholes, but boil water advisories are also becoming commonplace. A generator will fail for an inexplicable reason and shut down a pump somewhere, and boom, boil water, baby. Yes, New Orleans has a municipal sewerage and water board, but the problem is it's often Entergy, an investor-owned utility, like so many that dominate this space, and they just can't get the power to the places we need. They aren't alone. The backstory on the fires in California is all about Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, the infamous investor-owned utility in that state. Some of these deadly and devastating fires may have been sparked by faulty transformers. Climate change is going to test the infrastructure in response from all utilities if it doesn't bankrupt them and us. There are also aged gas lines that have not been replaced. Recently, our neighborhood in New Orleans found sidewalks torn up block by block replacing gas lines. I talked to one of the contractors as they got ready to break up my street. He and his team were from Jalisco, Mexico. They've been working on these contracts since Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and had two or three more years to go. These are basic investments, of course, and many of them are just not made so investors can be paid. Entergy refused to put sulfur scrubbers in their giant White Bluff coal plant in Arkansas more than 40 years ago, and now they're having to mothball the plant itself because it would cost billions to do the retrofit. And hey, who wants to save a coal-fired plant anymore other than President Trump? Penny wise, pound foolish. Lead continues to be in water everywhere as well. The largest housing authority in the country in New York City continues to be in denial about dealing with the issue even after their false fix reporting was exposed. Costs money, you know. But the problem is everywhere, and too many public authorities are not safeguarding the public. Even modernization of basic utility infrastructure isn't a cure-all. The Geek Squad claims that the country's computerized water and other utility systems are easily hacked and could be taken over by anyone with mischief or mayhem on their minds. Folks were asleep at the switch when it came to security. I'll be honest, I've come to depend on basic services and living on the grid. I like turning on the lights and seeing something happen. Turning on the faucet and having a glass of water. Turning on the stove and making the magic happen. Silly me. Turns out in America we're becoming suckers if we count on these things unless public and private interests look after our futures and not just their own paydays. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.